YBA Podcast.
Okay, and it is the XYBA podcast, episode 18. We're
Throw it up.
What does that mean?
Like this.
Oh, okay.
Raise the roof.
Yeah, and it's February 3rd, 2008, so yeah, this will go up tonight, even though you guys always rag on me that it doesn't make it on time.
Hooray.
Yay. All right, let's kick it off. I'm here with Andy and Jeff.
What up?
What's up?
And let's games we're playing.
All right. Oh, and just so everybody knows, we're doing a little bit of a different format. We're trying to keep it a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So we're each going to talk only about one game, and that's going to go no longer than 5 minutes each.
Oh.
Cutting the fat.
All right. Let's roll.
I'll start off. I'll talk about Stuntman Ignition. I got it from Gamefly. It's a renter. It's not a buyer.
It seems like... Stuntman's editions always seem like renters.
Yeah, if you've played the demo, you know what it's about. You're a stuntman, and you're on a movie, and they tell you how to do all these stunts. You got to do them, and if you do too many wrong or you miss them, you have to start all over.
You have to hit certain
marks. Game is ridiculously stupid. Not on a play point, but just
story?
On... There's no story. You're a stuntman, and the better you do, the more stars you get, the more famous you get, the more movies you can do.
I see.
But there's not really a storyline. Sometimes you're black and sometimes you're white.
Oh, so you're not even the same character?
You're supposed to be the same character, but I don't know. I guess it's makeup. I don't know.
Hollywood magic.
But, the thing that's stupid about it is you have this whole course that you have to do. Number one, these people have never heard of editing. You have to shoot everything in one take. There's like 20 stunts you have to do in one take. It's like, oh, you missed that explosion and you didn't hit the helicopter right. Those $300 million that we spent on the explosions, we're going to do it all over again. Start it from the top.
Setting up the cameras for that movie must be a
There's
pain.
No, like, a checkpoint, like you make it.
No, there's no checkpoint. You got to get through the whole scene.
That's kind of frustrating.
And there's like so many stunts you have to do. The other thing that's stupid about it is you have to do all these stunts. They don't show them to you beforehand. Like, there's not like a map you could look at and say, oh, I got to do this. Like, you have to.
There should be a storyboard.
Yeah, that would be nice. They tell you about like two stunts, like in the intro. They're like the big stunts usually towards the end. They'd be like, this stunt, you got to do this, and this stunt, you got to do that. But they don't tell you about like the 20 stunts you have to do before that to get to there. So you hardly ever get through on the first time. Possibly, I think I did it maybe once. Because usually you'd just be driving, they'll be like, turn here, and you're already running into a wall.
Yeah.
Because they don't tell you ahead of time. Like, they'll give you a little advance warning, like, go close to the car. Which car? That car? I mean, there's a little glowing thing, but if you're not facing the right way exactly at the right time, you don't see it.
Yeah, I played the demo and had a lot of problems like that. I was like, and then, so it's like a lot of trial and error. Like, okay, yeah, now I know where to go.
You got to play the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, I got it. I could go on to the next scene.
It's good for people with like compulsive disorders. like Eric. Eric has compulsive disorders where he's like, I have to do better at that.
And I hate anything in it with a motorcycle. Because I run into a lot of stuff, and my guy always goes flying off the motorcycle.
I'm breathing into the mic. So, yeah, definitely Renner.
Renner. It's okay. It's entertaining. And I like that you can play it back in instant replay, and it plays it like from the camera perspective, because they got cameras all over the place. So it's kind of like a little movie, but it's not very good.
Yeah.
But I like the trailers they do after you ever see. There's six scenes per movie. And when you complete all six, then they show you a trailer for the movie.
So far did you get?
Entertaining. I'm on the second to last movie.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't give up?
Not yet. I mean, I'm probably going to send it back tomorrow. For my week wait from Gamefly with their stupid Tampa office.
It's taking you a week?
Yeah, it takes forever.
I get about a 4-day turnaround now. 2 days to get
And they
back.
Don't have anything available. It's always...
Yeah, that's still...
There's nothing ever available. It's always low to high availability.
That's what I'm written on my oddball things now.
Craziness. But yeah, that's it.
I don't know which one I should pick. Because I beat Half-Life 2, all the episodes. And that was a disappointing ending. I didn't... Because like every ending is a cliffhanger, and I was like, well, they're not going to cliffhang this one. And then they did, and then Andy told me there's a part, episode 3 coming out. So I was like... So they better definitely make it available for Xbox 360.
I don't know if it will be, though.
And I mean, PlayStation.
Like, Half-Life 2 and Episode 1 of Half-Life 2 were out for a long time ago for PC.
But now they got this fan base in the console industry, and it's like, you might want
to... I mean, they might, because they would love to charge $60 for an episode, which costs like $20 on the PC.
Be some nice downloadable content.
Yeah, they might be able to do something like that.
But yeah, I love the game. I was like, the first one that's not an episode, just the Half-Life 2, I thought it was a little on the long side, and I definitely... I hate the vehicle parts, because the vehicles just feel too loose and wobbly. But, God, just the scenarios that those dudes came up with for that game.
I just think it's funny, because I've heard this complaint from other people before, too. It's too long. The game is too long. Oh, how dare they give me such a value for my dollar?
Yeah, I guess what sucks is when you play it, and you know there's more episodes afterwards, and you're just like, dude, is this thing going to end? But then the episode 1 and 2 are nice and short. So, yeah, I guess that's what it is. I had the anticipation, like, dude, I got to play some more shit after this once I'm done. And it's like, how long is this going to be? Because I don't want the other ones to be just as long.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to remember, too, Half-Life 2 came out a while before episode 1 did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was what people played. And that's, you know, how it used to be. Games used to be longer.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I beat that game in 10 hours. next game.
That game definitely would be fun if, like, they made it multiplayer, but I guess, or co-op. Like, if somebody could play Alex. Because there's that, on episode 2, there's the last actual battle one. Because, like, the last chapter, you don't do anything but follow people around. And then it hits the cliffhanger, and you're like, oh, God. But there's the one where you have to battle, and you get the car and you drive around. That level would be so much better as two players.
Right.
It'd be so much fun launching shit up on top of the things and then shooting them. And another thing that, like, the game's great. The only other problem I had with it is the character models. It's like, come on. You got, like, one black guy, one white girl, and one white guy, and that's it through the whole game.
They're much more improved than in Half-Life 1.
Oh, yeah. You had the two scientists and the cop.
And the cop, Barney, didn't look anything like he looks now. He looked kind of like Barney Fife.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully, like if they do the episode 3, they can, you know, broaden the people a little bit more. Yeah, that's it, though.
That was one thing I liked in Half-Life 2, though, is when the one scientist is like, oh, remember when I saw you last in the thing? And you're like, oh, you're that black scientist? Because there was, like, every once in a while you just see one. They all look the same,
but
because they're black.
Because it's just the same.
Just the same texture.
Yep. They just wrap the same face around that object. But I'd have to say, like, gameplay-wise, this is, like, what I was hoping Halo 3 would be like. Like, if Halo 3 would have done the scenarios that this game did, Halo 3 would have been a much better game. It would have been more epic. But, yeah, they disappointed. So that's it. Half-Life 2. I beat it, finally. Good stuff.
I still haven't, because like I said, I beat it on PC before. I beat it in episode 1 on PC, so I haven't really been pushing through it.
I doubt I'll go back and do the achievement stuff, like carry that fucking gnome all the way through episode 2. I was like, there's no way. That'd just take too long.
Yeah, I still haven't got around to that one. I played it briefly on the PC when it first came out, and my system couldn't handle it very well. So.
Oh, remind me, I got a fortune cookie that relates to Portal. So I'll show you guys afterwards. Some guy gave it to me at work. He's like, hey, here you go. And I was like, hey, it's a great Portal fortune cookie thing. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Right.
Jeff?
Yeah, actually, haven't played much lately. Just picked up my Ghost Squad game that I got over the holidays for the Wii.
Oh, yeah, how was that? The shooter? Game. Yeah, on rails?
Yeah, we actually ended up getting... Well, we had the Wii Zapper, which was a little awkward. It turns out that I actually didn't realize you could alter some of the settings for it. And then we also picked up like an off-brand like pistol sort of shooter also, and basically I found out you can use the nunchuck with it instead of just the Wiimote. So you with the I'll make hand motions here for all you people who are listening to this, but you can hold it two-handed and make the trigger on the rear part instead of that dinky little handle on the front, and that makes it much more comfortable to play with. And it's actually really fun. And the nice thing about the game, me and my buddy and I were playing through the other day, is you actually level up your character as you play.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get, like, new outfits, new guns. You want, like, new modes. Because there's only 3 levels.
Isn't it a first person, though?
No. It's strictly a rails shooting game.
Well, then, like, you definitely want new pants, so when you look down.
Yeah, well,
those,
like,
are nice.
There's little cutscenes where you'll see your... <ba-dum-bum>. There's little... cutscenes where you'll see your guy, but it's just strictly for novelty's sake. But it's just the whole collecting
That's cool, though. I've never seen an on-rails where you actually level up. Besides, like, oh, you got machine gun here, shotgun there. That was
There's, like, a whole, like, list of weapons that I have yet to unlock.
Oh, that's tight.
And, like, you know, you get, oh, I'm a master sergeant now instead of a private. But it also unlocks, like, these weird, like, party game modes. Because you can have up to four people in the party mode. And I unlocked Paradise mode the other day, which basically makes all the enemies, instead of being the standard terrorists that are out there in gear, they're just girls in bikinis.
Do you shoot them?
You shoot them with a water pistol. It's a dolphin shaped water.
Wow, they change everything up. So what happens, they like their suit just wets through.
Why haven't I heard the outcry on this?
Well, what's different is that instead of like a straight shot, the water pistol has a little bit of an arc. So it actually changes the game mechanic.
Oh, you can't makes it a lot harder.
Aim straight on. So it was like actually very difficult.
That is interesting.
And so, there's a ninja mode, which I haven't played yet.
So what happens to the girls once you shoot them? They just, you know, blink and disappear?
Yeah.
They get wet.
Yeah.
Do they go, ooh?
They do make a little...
Orgasm noise?
A little wee, yeah.
They're like, oh.
They all show their O face. Yeah. But yeah,
it's not pleasant.
It's a pretty fun game. I mean, it's definitely a game that's more fun with a second person.
Yeah.
But it is short. I mean, you got three areas to go through. You've got the cabin. You have to rescue the president from the cabin. Then you have to rescue the president on Air Force One. And then you have to kill the terrorist in the jungle. You have to rescue Steve McCoy. I don't know who he is, but I assume he's very important. Cause
that president should get better Secret Service.
Yeah, man.
The best thing in the game, and, you know, it's a cheesy Sega shooting game. If you've ever played House of the Dead or Confidential Mission or any of those, it's the same band. But, like, it's so, like, 80s action movie. And, like, when you rescue the president from Air Force One, like, you snipe the guy that's got him, you know, held hostage. Bam! It's like a diehard scene.
Yeah.
The president, like, walks up to you and your two guys are like, oh, Mr. President, you know, do a little salute. And the president's like, thanks for saving me, guys. And, like, high fives both your characters. I'm just like...
And guitar music kicks in.
Yeah, like, the president just high-fived me.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's a kick-ass. If you're into those '80s action movies, it's actually a pretty fun game.
The president's an awesome dude.
Yeah, I bet he would hang out.
Yeah, yeah. So how long is that? Like the total play time?
Oh, it doesn't even take you an hour.
Really? I mean,
you'll fly through. But there's different paths. In each level, there's alternate paths to play through.
Okay, and you can control the path, so it's semi on rails. And
well, you get like a little choice, like, you know, do you want to bust in the door and shoot people in the fucking head, or do you want to save the hostages?
Yeah, okay.
So there's like different paths you can go through, and it's actually every the levels level up. So like now the levels I've played after you beat it, like it goes to level 2 version, so you get more paths. So it's kind of branching out.
So it's like the same levels, but just more paths are opened up.
Yeah.
And you keep your levels as you replay.
Yeah, you save your character. So like my character's there. You know, I can keep playing him, or if other people make a character, they can level him up alongside me.
Have you maxed him out yet?
No, I'm not even close. There's like, you have to play through apparently repeatedly to unlock all this.
So it's actually a 100-hour game.
Probably. When it's all said and done, I guess to collect every little gun and outfit, probably. I just unlocked a policeman outfit, so I'm very excited.
Nice, nice.
See, Josh, that's the kind of game you would like, because you'd think it was short, but it's really long. You just play it a lot.
Yeah, it's got some replay value, if you don't mind just shooting people in the face all the time.
Yeah, I got to go back and do the Mass Effect the second time through.
I got like halfway through it, second time through. I'm like, why do I have to keep doing all these side missions? I did every single side mission the first time.
All right, on to news.
All right. First off, we are over 1 year old now.
Happy birthday.
Hooray.
That was it. No more celebration.
I'd like to talk about some highlights of the past year. Number one, fighting with Second Life fans. I blame that on Jeff.
Did I do that?
Well, was it Jeff only? I thought there was a lot more dissing coming from you.
No, it was one of the things when
that.
I was gone and like, I think Jeff was guesting and said something about Second Life people.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a low opinion of Second Lifers.
Two, fighting with the guy from the marriage and the Xbox Viva Pinata. I named that on me.
That was totally awesome, though.
I wonder how long his 15 minutes of fame lasted.
I don't know. He was actually on our site for a little while afterwards, and he'd like contribute some comments here and there.
Yeah.
That were actually good.
Yeah.
But then I think he got bored of us.
Yeah.
Good time.
As happens.
And oh yes, and three people from 1UP fighting us because of Josh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What?
Because there's times like the site would just get like a burst of people viewing it because I'd be on the 1UP forums.
Oh yeah.
Pissing people off.
So then they'd come and make fun of us.
Yeah, because I have a link on my profile, and they'd be like, what the fuck's this link? Click on it. Oh, let's do some shit on here.
Douchebag.
It's a good way to drive traffic to your site. If you ever want to, just get on some forums, put your link in your signature, and just go on there and just say some shit to people.
That is a classic search engine optimization technique.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Optimize.
I think those are some of our big feats of the last year.
Man, all in
making
the years.
Making people mad.
I'm amazed.
Yeah. Infamy is better than...
That's all you got for highlights. How we pissed people off.
Those seem to be the highlights. I can't really remember too much else. We didn't get invited to anywhere cool.
Yeah, we missed that mark. We'd had a...
Where's all the trade shows you guys promised me?
Yeah, we would have had to do that, like, what, 4 years ago? Because that's when the blogs were actually getting invited to those things.
Yeah,
we missed the mark.
Damn it.
Company should go back to selling out.
Yeah. So about some real news.
All right. Let's go first with Little Big Planet, currently in closed beta.
That's
open
good news.
Beta should start in the spring, and anybody should be able to download it off of the PlayStation Network.
That's good news. So definitely Big Planet's going to come out this year.
Should be.
Probably a holiday thing, though, because it's geared towards the kids. Or geared towards everybody, Sam.
I think it's still confusing as hell, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not sold on what I've seen so far. I really am going to have to play this game to understand why it's going to entertain me.
Yeah.
So far, I've just seen little ragdolls running around on cardboard cutouts.
And I think you control their arms with the analog sticks. So
yeah, you lost me.
Each arm does a different thing.
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
What you're telling me, it makes no sense to me.
You build these stages. It's like Forge on Halo. And then
Forge on Halo.
It's a platformer. You make your own platformer. I guess if you love platformers.
Yeah, but like, are the assets all preloaded? Can you use your own stuff? Is it all going to have to be potato sacks and flowers? I mean,
well, you saw like what they did with it. Like they like you take the potato sack and then you add something else to it, and they kind of meld together.
Yeah.
And like you create these other objects that have hinges and levers and stuff, and causes it to do.
Physics. I'm no engineer. I can't think that way.
I failed physics, so I'll fail this game.
Yeah. I want them to make a game for me to play, not me to make a game so they can play it.
Yeah, if I'm going to pay money for something, it better have a game already in there.
Well, you'll get to download the stuff that the other PlayStation people make.
Oh, great.
You know, those kids, they got hours worth of free time. The kids will be making stuff.
So have you played some of these maps that people make on Forge?
No.
They're not I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I played one where it was like, hey, we're just going to trap everybody inside. You can't go anywhere.
That was yours.
No, that's where I got my idea from. Somebody did it on the new Zanzibar. I forget what the Zanzibar one is called. But basically that base, you could not get out of it. And that's all you could do. It was like five people in there, and it was just constant spawning in front of each other. Yeah.
Hey, our big wall that we made, our explosive wall on Narrows, that one was good.
Yeah.
We just need to take the explosions out.
Big old divider. All right, what else we got?
There's a contest right now going on between Oceanic Airlines from Lost and Xbox Live. They're giving away prizes to 9 winners. 6 first place winners will get an Xbox 360, a year-long gold membership, 1,600 MS points, and special surprise packages from ABC and Oceanic Airlines.
Ooh, and then betting three other Lost people game.
We'll get this that special surprise package.
Yeah, the Lost game. And then people will be like, I don't want this.
Shh, I'm not done.
Oh, keep going.
To enter, all you have to do, make sure your information is accurate with your account, and then download the free Oceanic Air theme pack before February 10th.
Wait a minute. You have to have an Xbox to win an Xbox?
Yes. Almost all these contests are like that.
I would rather have some extra controllers or maybe a new Rock Band guitar.
Yeah. That seems... I mean, not that I would not want an
HD DVD
Xbox,
drive? Come on.
It just seems like an odd win for...
Yeah. You already have an Xbox. Here's another one.
I would like another one.
I mean, I'd take one, but...
Yeah, I would. I'd take it, but... Yeah, something a little bit more practical.
I could think of better sets of prizes, maybe.
Yeah.
One thing weird about this, I did it last night. I finally was able to download it, but when I was searching around, you can't find the Oceanic Air theme. Just like
to
the list.
They don't name it something like Jack or something. And
it's lost.
It's not under ABC. Like under ABC, like I think this is kind of a scam by them, because there is a Lost theme that you can download for 150 points.
Yeah.
But that's not the right one. Don't download that one.
So they're hoping in the confusion people will be like, oh, found it.
I think so. Because the only time I found it was there was, if you just keep scrolling through every once in a while, there'll be a random banner ad that has it.
Punch the monkey.
So you just got to keep looking for it. Look for that banner ad because, and as of last night, you couldn't find it on the theme list.
And it's a beach scene, and in the background, you see a little thing falling into the
Oceanic
ocean.
Oceanic Airlines.
That's lame. So did you guys watch Lost?
Yes.
The premiere?
He's never seen it.
I missed the first one, so I'm going to have to
I've got the first two seasons.
Oh, really? I'll have to see if I can download it. I guess I have somebody who has them on borrowed disc.
Educational version?
Exactly, trial versions.
Yeah.
TiVo'd copies.
Yeah. I wasn't satisfied with season 3, but season 4 has got a good start.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Good.
Then their fourth season already?
Yeah.
Last season. Season 4.
I thought season 5 was the last season.
I think this is the last season.
I thought they said till 2009.
I don't know.
Who knows?
This is not a TV show podcast.
But have you guys seen the game? The new video?
I've seen screenshots of it.
Yeah.
They had some footage of it. So
coming out this month.
Oh, is it really that soon?
Yeah, February 26th.
So basically you're this character in the game who's supposed to have crashed with them, and you you have your flashbacks and stuff, and somebody on the plane also knows you. He's like a mobster or something, and you don't remember anything. So he's constantly like telling you, like, you gotta take photos and stuff, and he's trying to get you to give up a briefcase or something. He's like, where is it? But you constantly interact with the other cast members, and I'm wondering if this is gonna interfere with like the canonization of the storyline for Lost, since it's such an important thing for Lost.
Right.
Does this fall before or after the current season?
Before.
Is it before season 1?
I think so. Well,
I think it takes you through like several of them. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. But yeah,
It starts at least in season 1.
Yeah.
It's going to end with it all being a dream.
Yeah.
They already said it wasn't a dream. All right. Halo 3 has moved Big Team Battle from social games to ranked games.
Dude, I got to hook up internet to my fucking
I know you haven't been online for 19 days. As of yesterday, according to my Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's
we're watching you.
I gotta get in there because I miss playing fucking Halo and stuff.
I like that. I mean, I really like Big Team Battle, so I'm kind of happy about this because I like to play it a lot. But I don't like not ranking.
Have you guys noticed if the internet's running a little bit faster since all those people in Egypt and India don't have internet service?
Thank God.
I haven't been playing anything online lately, so
that's less people clogging up the pipes.
Yeah, it's true. I've downloaded some movies, and they seem to download all right.
Yeah. I wonder if you could really tell, like, on Halo or something. Because Big Team Battle is the place to find the lag.
But I don't know how this is going to affect it, though, because, like, a lot of the people who play Big Team Battle, they have, like, guests and stuff, and you can't bring the guests if they're ranked.
That's going to suck. Well, that'll clean up a lot of the guest problems, too, so.
Yeah.
That's a lot of waiting around, I bet, especially since Call of Duty 4 is the top played game, so yeah. Halo,
but I love the sand trap.
Halo 3 dethroned within its first within the first 6 months, didn't even make half a year as the king of the Xbox Live.
Well,
they sold enough of them, they're fine.
Yeah, the helmets are on sale for $60 now. Yeah,
I was thinking about getting one just to have it.
Paid $130 for mine,
sucker,
only a couple months ago.
Told you not to do that.
Pissed.
I told you.
I wish these would come in, like, blue or something.
Are they numbered or something?
They're supposed to be limited edition, but I guess not enough people got them.
A limit of a million.
We only produced 5 billion of these. Get them while they're hot.
And they're numbered. Unfortunately, I got number billion. What else we got?
GTA 4, in case you haven't noticed, has an official date of April 29th.
They sent out emails if you signed up with them. That's how I posted it. I got this email on my thing, and I was like, oh, nice, about time.
Yep, finally can play that Russian guy.
Yeah.
I think he's Russian.
Or is he Czech?
He's one of those.
Could be Serbian.
Yeah.
Russian-esque guy.
That's like, you know, North America.
We'll call him European.
Fallen. Yeah.
What's the political correct for him for those Ruskies?
He's from the CSSR.
I'm looking forward to it. Looks good.
Yeah, hearing a lot of good things about it.
I like it.
Looks good. Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be children in it that you can run over and animals. Because, I mean, come on. That's always missing. It'd make the world feel a little bit more realistic.
There's not going to be children or animals.
You know, like a little kindergarten class is taking a field trip. They're crossing the street. Gone. They won't be graduating this year.
We've discussed this before. People are very upset about children killing. That's why they're not in games.
Get over it. It happens.
Except for Fallout.
And Bioshock.
Oh, yeah, Bioshock.
Those were zombie girls or something.
They're still girls. Little children.
Zombies is people.
That was
too.
Underwater. No, underwater, the rules are different.
No.
I don't know. I never killed one.
Have you heard anything about going inside the buildings? Is it going to be as elaborate as...
I heard you can go in every building.
Really?
You can go up, no.
That's a lie.
Is it going to...
That's a total lie.
I would like it to be that. That'd be interesting.
I think you can go into more buildings... But it's not going to be.
Yeah,
there's going to be lots of buildings you're not going into.
I've heard you can actually use a restroom in this one.
It's part of the thing. You have to take a shit at least once a day.
They better not make it like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, where it's like, oh, I didn't eat or work out today.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Or I ate too much.
I hated that. Yeah.
I got to go to the gym. Look at me. I'm running. No, run. I'm lifting these weights.
Yeah, nothing like grinding in those games. It's like, yeah, all right, let's kill this momentum.
Now I'm mining. I'm mining.
I got to go work for 8 hours. I got to make some money somehow.
You guys got a real job. And then at night, he's a gangsta.
I got to go fill up with gas. Running out of gas.
I got to go meet my parole officer for 3 hours.
There's a certain border of realism that I don't want to cross.
Yeah.
Pissing drug test.
I got pulled over. Got to go to court first before I get out of here.
Why I got to pay child support?
Yeah, I got shot. Got to wait for this wound to heal up. Got to sew it up.
I'm in bed for a month.
Real time month, too. Yeah. People can't beat this game for 5 years.
Ridiculous. Yes, let's keep too much realism out of our games.
Yeah. All right, what's that?
Orange Box. The games in Orange Box that haven't been on PC as individuals, like Half-Life Episode 2, Portal, and Team Fortress 2, will be released separately on the PC for people who want them.
Nice.
Without the whole package.
They should make Portal an Xbox Live Arcade download.
Yeah, that would be a perfect game. Why hasn't that gotten any more updates, too? Like, more levels added? Like, because that seems like it'd be easy.
They're happy with it because they're like, everybody loves it.
But man, I want some more stages.
I just want to play that game. I'm not really... worried about the Half-Life game so much. Like, I've got it on my gameplay list, but really I just want Portal more than I want the
Portal
other ones
good.
That are in it. But I have to wait for the whole set to come out. I'm like, if I could just get Portal.
Why don't you just borrow from me?
I didn't know you had it.
Yeah, you can borrow from me. Take it home today if you want.
Sweet.
It's fun.
Done and done.
Don't have to wait for it.
Problem solved.
Because I beat Half-Life, so you can hold on to it as long as you want. 10 years from now, here's that game.
And I can play some Team Fortress 2 with you.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was in there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. And there's supposed to be some updates coming, but I think that's only for the PC, isn't it?
Right, I'm not sure.
Some new levels and shit? New game types?
The new maps, they haven't decided yet if they're going to put any out for the consoles.
Yeah, because I guess you'd have to do it for PlayStation 3 also. Yeah. All right,
but see, that's the thing with Half-Life is that on the PC, they always put it out that you can... That's what it's been since Half-Life 1. They put out the code, so you can... Players go in and make their own levels and crap like that. They don't do that for the consoles.
Bastard.
Boo.
Because it wouldn't work. All right. President of LucasArts, Jim Ward, has quit for personal reasons. But the company says this will not affect any game releases.
So what? Does that mean LucasArts going to finally put out good Star Wars games?
Yeah.
Was he the problem?
I don't know. He's been there for 10 years. He was the president for the last 4 years.
Sounds like he's the problem.
Well, you got Force Unleashed coming out. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks good.
Is that the one that's coming out on the Wii, or is that coming out
that's
on...
That's coming out on the 360 and the PS3. And you can just blast people.
That's the funnest
part.
Grab
a TIE fighter out of the air and smash people with it.
See, that's what they need to do, is just take PsyOps, that game. And
they compared it to PsyOps.
Oh, did they? Mm-hmm. And just make PsyOps, just change all the skins to fucking Stormtroopers and Jedis.
Well, it uses the new Euphoria engine, which is their big texture-based, substance-based physics engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it's a jelly substance, it'll react like jelly. If it's metal, it'll dent. If it's wood, it splinters. It's pretty in-depth,
It
actually.
Looks really, really good.
Yeah, that was the best part in KOTAR, is when you actually built up your library of fucking force powers. And I'd always get the dark ones, because, I mean, the light ones were like, heal myself, that's good, but...
That's what's good about this new Star Wars Force Unleashed. You're a dark Jedi.
Strictly
you're like Vader's apprentice or something.
Yeah.
Like, I know in the Game Informer has a, they talk about it, and there's, like, one level that they played, and it's, like, you have to go to a TIE fighter factory and kill everybody there, like, stormtroopers and everybody.
So are they going to add new, like, types of forces to it, like, that probably aren't in the movies or anything? Like, maybe head explode or something?
There'll be a lot. Well, it's there's, like, I know there's a lot of, like, telekinesis. Like, you can lift the people up, or you can choke them, or you can throw them around.
I mean, because choke doesn't feel too fun.
Well, you just lift them up, choke them, and throw them at somebody.
But that whirlwind in KOTOR was fun.
Yeah, you can like use the people as weapons. It's kind of like when you get the gun in Half-Life, actually.
Am I going to be able to do electricity? They're going to add some new ones like ice.
Ice?
I don't know about ice.
Why
fire?
Ice? No. Midichlorians don't do ice.
It's just, you know, the elements.
Bioshock?
Yeah, do some Bioshock stuff. Send some bees out.
Bees? No.
You like bees? How about these bees on you? No.
I would punch those bees in the face.
Just a little lightsaber swapping.
No.
And LucasArts is doing the one where you change the
fracture.
Fracture, aren't they?
LucasArts used to do a lot of good games, but I don't know. They've been slacking for the last.
I've been cashing out whores. The only good games that came from them are the ones they licensed out to BioWare.
Yeah.
I liked Full Throttle way back in the day.
Yeah, Grim Fandango was cool, and they had Tim Schafer working there.
I don't know.
These are old school games.
Before your time.
Oh, yeah.
PC only.
Yeah.
LucasArts had Full Throttle was voiced by the guy who played Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Mark really? Hamill. Mark Hamill?
He used to do a lot of video game work.
He did Wing Commander, the third one.
He won a Lifetime Achievement for Video Game Work Award. It's true.
Apparently work was rough after Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
All these facts. I got to absorb them.
They're like, you're a whiny bitch. Yeah. Working video games.
My face is mutated.
All right. Electronic Arts has delayed Mercenaries 2 and Battlefield Bad Company again.
First Army of 2, now this?
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they up? Like,
I don't know. They said they're not going to release until
it's good.
Financial 2009, which apparently starts in April 2008. I don't understand financial stuff.
So is this just to make the stockholders happy and
I guess
make their stocks look good?
Yeah. But they did also announce that they are working on a Wii version of Rock Band.
Oh, that's nice. About time.
They're like, they got that Guitar Hero, why not the Rock Band?
Yeah.
It's not like it's technically too advanced.
But I was playing some Rock Band. Dude, you guys do a lot of tweaking on that shit once you like start running it through like surround sound and stuff. Otherwise, everything's offbeat.
Yeah, you were having a problem with my house the other night.
Yeah.
He was totally sucking on it.
Oh, and I noticed...
he's bad at it.
When I play solo, the drums are perfect. But when like you start adding guitar and stuff and doing the band thing, everything starts to...
You're distracted by the other instruments.
Especially the singing, dude. Oh, God.
You can't handle the truth.
Because the people will be singing along with it, but when it comes out of the speaker, it's a little delayed.
That throws me off.
Yeah, throws you off big time.
Because and then there's like a little echo effect.
Yeah,
and it just I lose my my tone when I do that.
Yeah, and I lose the timing on the drums. But I so I'm going back and I'm turning down the volume of the person singing so that all you hear is the actual singer, and it's helping a little. Mm.
That works for me unless I don't know the song and then I'm totally floundering.
Yeah, and I just do the la 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 la. All right, what else?
Apparently Xbox 360 Elite are selling very well and are becoming scarce on retailer shelves.
Maybe they're just making less of them.
No, they thought that, but somebody contacted Microsoft and they're saying, nope, still the same amount, just selling a lot more.
Did you see how much Nintendo DS sold for 1 month? Because they normally do about 400,000 units each month. And I think during December they sold 2 million DSs.
And they're about to have the Cobalt Blue DS come out.
I still got my old...
There's another million seller right there just by changing the color.
Yeah. People just like, hey, I already got four. Add one more to the pile.
I'll probably get one.
Definitely get that DS, the little DS reel thing. It's nice. No more buying games. It's awesome. I mean, using it as an MP3 player.
I'm not familiar with these things.
I'm trying to run Linux on it, but it's pretty difficult.
On your DS?
Yeah. They got a whole site dedicated to it. Just look up DS Linux.
Damn. Why would you? What for?
I don't know. I guess a web browser. You could do some IRC chatting on it.
Oh, I know.
I just got this thing called Organizer, which does like the web browser, IRC chat. It's got a calculator. You could make a to-do list, and it's got a calendar to remind you about stuff.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah. Next DS, they should just have that all shit built in there. Just be like, bam.
Actually, I'm surprised they didn't. When they first announced the DS with the touchscreen, I thought it was going to be more of the PDA functionality.
Yeah, it'd
be like,
nice.
Oh, you know, PictoChat. And I was like, oh, cool, it's calendar. But it was really just sort of, it's always in the back end. You never get to use it.
Yeah. So the next one, they should definitely throw in a little bit more RAM and then just make it like web browsers and put all that stuff in there. It'd be cool.
Phone attachment. Be the iPhone killer.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid little iPhone.
All right.
How are we running on time there, Josh?
We're at like 30-something.
Nice. Last bit of news. The GameSpot's new editor-in-chief says that GameSpot is trying to regain the community's trust after the whole Gertzman firing.
Yeah.
Which I feel kind of bad for them because, yeah, it probably played a factor in it. But they can't legally tell any of the reasons why he got fired. So if he could have been doing whatever.
I heard he ate babies.
See, he could be eating babies on company time.
And GameSpot supported it the whole time.
Yeah.
And damn, that's GameSpot. No,
I mean, you know, he could have fucked some guy's wife.
I would fire him.
And they can't go, you know, legally they're not allowed to tell you why somebody got fired. So it could be a totally legitimate reason.
Well, they also made him sign a thing so that he can't say why he got fired either. And people think he signed it because otherwise he probably wouldn't have gotten a severance package.
Well, he got a severance package. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to say why.
If he's really a good journalist, he'll find a job somewhere else.
He kept going into the ladies' bathroom.
Well, I think him and another guy are already starting their own company.
Yeah.
And I think one of the guys from GameSpot
called
actually,
Spot Game.
Is it?
Game Dot.
Yeah. And one of the other guys from GameSpot actually is, I think, left to go work with him.
Good luck for them.
Yeah. I think it's called XYBA Podcast. Gertzman, hey.
Somebody. Yeah. Right.
The Gertz.
I should apply. See if he needs a video guy. Go work for him. I just have to move out to San Francisco. I got the sweater.
Sell out.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing out there for those 10 days.
Yeah.
Dropping
job hopping. Yeah.
All right. We got a little roundtable discussion going on today. There was an editorial out.
You're really upset about this, too.
By Kay Heimowitz of the Dallas Morning News. And then it was picked up by NPR. And basically, she was saying that today's men who are in their 20s and 30s are all child men. And she blamed a lot of things, but one of the things she really picked on was video games.
Well, she's a big duty head.
And she said video games are making, video games and other things are making men.
She brought up reading Maxim magazine a lot, too.
Maxim magazine apparently was the pivotal point in 1997 that made American men stop growing up.
Hold on now. Maxim magazine is nothing more than the counterpoint to, like, Cosmo magazine for women.
I know.
Articles are the same, except for just replace all the terms of men.
She says this is all scientific research, not just her, but...
Well, she sounds like a douche scientifically.
Apparently this Jack Thompson research came out or something.
But yeah, she's saying that, you know, guys aren't getting married and they're not pursuing a family because they're too busy drinking and hanging out with their friends and playing Halo 3 and hooking up with girls at bars.
Yeah, and this is good. Like,
what guys that are playing Halo 3 are hooking up with girls at bars, first of all?
That was one thing I had a problem with. She's like, many times hitting on and then bedding women from the bar. And I'm like, I've done the hitting on, not the many times bedding.
Who are these successful men?
Yeah, I don't know too many guys that use the line, hey, baby, you want to play some Halo 3?
I'm a Call of Duty 4 girl.
I mean, that would be awesome. I long for the day when the world is like that, but...
Nerds are cool. I read this funny thing that was like 10 reasons why you should marry a nerd. And it was just all these things like they'll never cheat on you because they know they can never get better. You know where they'll be playing video games. It's like all these reasons why a woman should... Definitely, like, they're smart, so you know they'll have a good income. They'll know how to work your computer. But, yeah, like, this lady's thing is just total garbage. Like somebody brought up on that NPR podcast, like, what about women? Like, how come they don't have to do this? And she said, no, the research shows that women do this during their early 20s but mature by the time it's all right to marry.
Yeah, well, that's what she was saying, is that she's like, you know, women complain about there's not any good men to find because they're all immature and blah, 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 and it's like... Actually, I think the real reason is everybody's mostly concentrating on their careers now.
Yeah, they are.
True.
Because it's always like a... They know it's going to be a situation where it's like a two-job family, or what is that called? Two-working...
Two-income.
Yeah, two-income family. So it's like everybody's just busy working on their
careers. Yeah, you got to work, because it's hard to afford a family nowadays.
Yeah.
That's true.
They all want their fucking Xbox 360 along with a Wii and a PlayStation 3.
Yep.
Fuck that shit. Each kid wants their own DS.
It's true.
That's how my house is.
See, but that's how it is. I mean, and I'll tell you the truth. I am probably a child man. I admit it. I don't have a problem with it.
But yeah, what, I don't understand
I've had
why.
The same attitude towards marriage since college, which is, it's a trap, and it's for suckers. Sorry to both of you.
That's a trap. I think it's not for everybody. I mean, as a person who's been married twice now, I can tell you that the first one was not the right one. Because that person wasn't compatible with me in my gaming habit. Yeah, I'm a gamer. Been gaming since I was the age of 5. So does that make me any worse or better than any other guy out there? No, it just makes me who I am. So if I found somebody that was, you know, able to go with that, which I did recently, my wife is a gamer. She has her own 360. She made us buy a PlayStation 3.
Man, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't even want the PlayStation 3. She's like, we have to get it. I'm like, well, if we have to, I mean...
Or there's these papers I'll need you to sign called divorce papers.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's the thing, too, is, like, he's holding... Like, she's... When she did this thing on the NPR, it made it sound like these guys are irresponsible. Like, they could not handle marriage or kids. And you do... You have a son.
I have one... I have an 11-year-old son and one
on the way. Married, and you own a house.
We have our own house.
Yeah, and you're holding your own.
I know lots of guys who are married or have kids, and they love video games. I mean, their wives don't always like it, because, like, Shane's trying to come over to our house tonight, and he's telling his wife he's come over for the Super Bowl, but he just wants to play video games, because we don't watch the Super Bowl.
See, I think if more couples were understanding about their own, you know, like, let's say that the wife and the guy don't necessarily like gaming, but if they can accept it, I mean... my wife likes scrapbooking. I don't like to do that, but yeah. I'm not like, baby, you can't go scrapbooking.
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
Do what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Video gaming is a hobby. Everybody's got hobbies that maybe their significant other doesn't like, or not dislikes, but isn't into.
Yeah, it's not of any interest.
That's one thing. Filefront did an editorial, and they pulled up some stats on it, and they said, you know, the statistics show that guys are putting the same amount of time into free time activities. It's not like video games have... added onto it. They've just replaced other activities that they used to do.
Like
with
watching sports all the time?
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about those second lifers.
Yeah. Those are just
completely... You're just trying to start back up that.
it's like the problems, like, because I remember when I was growing up, you'd always hear that in movies, just like this repetitive thing. All he does is watch sports. And it's just, all we're replacing
watching
it with.
Watching sports or playing golf or hanging out at the bar with his friends. You know, it's not like this is something new. Like, oh... guys don't want to spend all their time with the woman.
Yeah. Or she doesn't want to do the activities that he likes to do on his free time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's all, you know, if you're up for marriage, it's going to be a compromise. If not, I don't think people should do it. I think marriage rates should be down because divorce rates are up.
Oh,
I think if less people got married, if more people had the attitude like, well, I don't want to be married, I'm not going to do it to have it fail,
and
people would be happy.
And I think that thing is coming around. Like, people are finally seeing, like, which this lady's perpetrating, like, you have to be married at this certain time. And people are like, no, I don't.
Right, exactly.
I can still be the way I want and do all the fun things I want to do into my 30s. I don't have to be married and act all grown up and, like, I got a pole up my ass when I turn 25.
Yeah.
And that is a sad thing, is that I am much more grown up than I used to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to live life, you're going to have to, I mean, you're going to have responsibilities when you first get your real job and pay for your own rent. I mean, right there, that takes 10 years off your life. Mentally, but if you can still have fun with what you do and keep your own space and whatnot, I mean, these sensational pieces with, like, throwing video games in here, like Mass Effect and this lady and all these pieces that have become, like, video games have been a hot button for just getting slammed lately from all these journalists and whatnot, these mainstream journalists and psychiatrists.
Well, I think some of it's also the presidential debate, because I know Hillary Clinton runs a big, like,
the Democrats big time.
I want to control games more because they're bad.
Lieberman's always been against. He's been one of the big proponents and him when
trying to pass shit against video games. Yeah.
But yeah, I just think, you know, things like this, it just makes me mad, because I'm always like, that Mass Effect thing just pissed me off so bad when it was on Fox News.
Yeah. Well, that was because it was just the good thing about that is it showed people how ridiculous mainstream media is, like they don't really do research. It's fed into them from some dude who quickly researches it but is on a deadline and doesn't have a lot of time to...
I like the lady because she's apologized since then, the author.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it was
her thing was, oh, I never played it, but I just asked somebody what they heard about it, and they said pornography, so that's all I went with. I'm like, who did she ask, number one?
and what, like, legitimate... she was a psychiatrist, right? Like,
well, she writes those self-help books for women.
What legitimate professional says, well, I'll take somebody's word in a conversation in passing and make a debate about
that. That's what I do for my classes when I teach. I say, Josh, what do you know about this? And he says, this. And I say, this is what
awesome.
It is.
Smurfs, let me give you all the historical facts on them.
When I'm lighting, what do you go by? I go by the one light principle. I'm passing that on to the class.
But it's just... I think that the problem is, you know, people aren't doing their research. It's all sensationalized. And
how old is this? What's her name?
Kay Heimowitz.
Yeah, she's. I have a sense that she's an older lady, and that generation still has that. Is it stigmatism or stigma? Stigma?
Well, video games would have the stigma that they are. Okay. But she's perpetuating it, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's all she's doing. She's carrying it on. Like, she's just like, oh, video games. She still has that. That people haven't realized that it is a hobby, that it is also like a family fun thing. Like, dude, Rock Band? Bella and Tori are constantly harassing me to want to play Rock Band as a family and do it together. And it's like, all right, because it's become like the Yahtzee or Monopoly.
Yeah, well, that's what I was actually, before we even started, I was talking to Andy and we were talking about, like, I was saying what I was playing on the Wii, and, like, the Wii really has become, like, the new family board game. I mean, you can play all these group activities on them, you can have fun with yourself, you can get your family together, all ages. It's like playing Uno. I mean, it's, or and the Xbox 360 has options, the PS3, like, all these things are becoming more family-oriented. Games in general have gotten out of the hardcore, like, as their main market, and really going for that mainstream GameStop.
Damn casual gamers.
Yeah, GameStop's supposed to be, like, re-gearing all their stores to cater to casual gamers now.
Wow.
So, like, they're going to have less inventory of the hardcore titles. Those are strictly going to be through, like, pre-orders, and they're going to carry more casual games.
They're just trying to push the pre-orders.
Yeah.
Hate the pre-orders.
Which they're like, hey, we got 100 pre-orders. Order 20.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about the pre-orders that GameStop a lot of times throws in, like, bonus crap, like, here's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I still buy from GameStop.
That's the only reason I do, too. Otherwise, I'll just go down to Best Buy on the day that it comes out.
Yeah.
Because I like to get it before Josh gets his pre-order.
But, yeah, I agree with you, Josh. I mean, I think once these, like, older...
generation gets to be where this lady is, it's going to be more acceptable. Everybody's saying it. Once Congress is taken over by our generation of people who actually grew up playing Atari...
So, 20 years?
Yeah. Well,
that's a long
10.
Time to wait.
10. Like people are getting in Congress when they're late 30s, early 40s. So.
Yeah, I guess.
We just got to get...
They don't get any respect, though, until they got the gray hair.
Yeah.
Falling asleep during the presidential State of the Unions.
We just got to wait a decade or two. So, yeah.
We'll right. persevere.
So, fight the power. XYBA consensus is the child man exists, but has always existed.
Yeah. And it's
always
it's acceptable with the child man generation.
The going to the bar thing. What? Guys didn't used to go to the bar?
Yeah. I mean, what are the days? Right. I mean, like, Leave It to Beaver and stuff. Like, we're going to go golfing.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Bitch, you stay home.
Yeah. Was that a better time when the woman had to stay home and cook and clean and was expected to do everything?
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how my house is, but I'm just saying. Is that what this lady wants?
You should see the back of my hand. It's a little bruised.
I use a bag of oranges.
All right. So,
put that in a sock.
Games or gaming devices we're looking forward to.
I got lots.
I got, you know, the stuff.
That's because, I mean, there's been a big drought since November. I mean, after November, there's been shit forever, so.
But I'm really looking forward to, I've been hearing a lot of great shit about Ninja Gaiden on the DS. I'm hearing
Is that coming out soon?
I guess so, because a lot of people are getting early reviews of it, so I'm guessing probably in a couple of months it'll be out, but. Dude, they are
Ninja
loving
Gaiden,
it.
Two,
it's all stylus.
Are you gonna slice off the arms and legs and stuff?
That
I don't know.
Those videos look insane.
I haven't seen it.
He's just like a Cuisinart, just chopping people up.
So it's like that old game from PlayStation 1. Was it called a Monster Squad or something? Monster Hunter, where basically you're these. It took place like in London. Like during
Nightmare Creatures.
Nightmare Creatures, where like you cut off their limbs if you did the moves just
right. That's
right. Yeah. That was a fun game. I never played Nightmare Creatures 2, though.
It was awful.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was just the same old, same old?
But worse.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like, yeah. It was awful.
I'm looking forward to GTA 4, obviously. No biggie there. Army of Two, I'm still looking forward to that.
Yeah, after I played Kane and Lynch co-op, I'm definitely looking forward to some Army of Two.
And that one will have online co-op, too, so it won't have to be like the weird split screen that they did.
Co-op is so fun.
Yeah, I love co-op games.
Every first-person shooter should be co-op at this point.
Yeah. Or shooter at all. I think all shooters should be co-op.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Lego Batman and the Lego Indiana Jones. I've been playing a lot of the Lego Star Wars 2 lately.
Is Indiana Jones going to be any like that fun?
In Indiana Jones, you can swim.
Yeah, and you get the whip instead of the force powers.
I don't understand how that equivalents or equivalent to fun.
Because I hated the water in Star Wars 2. Unless you're R2-D2, you die. Why can't I swim?
Jedis can't swim, dude.
You're a Lego.
But
it's
also,
a force they can't do.
Also, I don't remember if it's both of them, but I know that at least one of them is going to have online co-op.
Hopefully Batman with the Robin.
Yeah, I think it was Batman and Robin, I heard.
I think so. Instead of like in Star Wars where you have to be there.
Dude, they should have just made it like DC should have just been like DC Legos.
But
and
who
then,
wants to play Robin? He's got that totally gay outfit.
Maybe they'll do...
you can switch it up sometimes.
Maybe he'll be... What's
maybe
his?
They give him the Nighthawk outfit.
Yeah, Nighthawk.
Or Nightwing, whatever it
Nightwing,
was.
Nightwing, yeah. Just give him that. It's a little less gay.
But he's still... Robin. Yeah,
the one screenshot I saw of it, like Batman's like going like hand over hand across his rope, and Robin's just walking on top of the rope, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Robin's a little bit more athletic.
Batman's taking a peek.
Oh,
looking forward to Fable 2. That's coming out finally.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I never played Fable 1.
Oh my god,
it was good. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as good as they said it was going to be.
Nah, it was fun,
but it was still good.
Do you think Fable 2 is going to be as fun as they think? And
well, they haven't been overhyping it.
They have underplayed this. Yeah. Peter Molyneux got like lambasted by his company last time because he was like, oh, it's going to give birth to new life and blah, blah, blah.
He became
AI.
Kind of an internet joke after Fable 1, so he's been keeping it on the DL.
Because they did the birth to manhood like within like 1 hour or some shit like that.
Well, and he even said like in an interview with Fable 2, they were asking him like, oh, you know, what's the big hype on this one? He's like, I'm not really allowed to talk about stuff like that anymore.
It's a dog and it's love.
Yeah,
little dog,
and
sex.
You can play a woman.
Sweet, more porno lesbo action like Mass Effect.
Would those games work as a co-op? Yeah, I guess you'd have to have people on all the time.
Fable 1 definitely will.
If you get to make a unique character, theoretically, I don't know how the storyline plays out in this one. Like in the first one, it was the one storyline. You didn't create your own character, so I don't know how they're setting this one up.
Yeah, don't know. How about you, Jeff?
I'm just waiting for Cordyceps Saga.
Comes out Tuesday, doesn't it?
Tuesday, yep. Card battling, board game, Monopoly action. Play the demo. It's awesome. I had the first one for the PlayStation 2. It's just incredibly addictive. It's like, I mean, the graphics are nothing to write home about. It's
just fun gameplay.
Yeah. If you like, if anyone's ever played it, there's actually a game for the Neo Geo Pocket called Card Fighters Clash. It was Capcom characters. They made it for the DS recently also, an updated version. It's like a lighthearted version of Magic. I mean, it's basic attacks. You don't have to have like all the strategy like Magic does, but you basically try to dominate land on the map. And as you get more land,
like
you get bonuses. A little bit like that, but you get cards for your actions.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I like Carcassonne was surprisingly fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of like board games type, the demo's out there, and it's really easy to pick up. It's not confusing. The cards, like I said, they're not as detailed as like a Magic card would be. And it's got really cool art on the cards, which is kind of neat.
Cool.
How are we looking on time there, Josh?
Looking good.
Looking real
good. Oh, shit. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah. I'm just going to say one quick thing for a rant. Any game that requires the flashlight sucks.
Yeah, I am kind of... You're talking about like...
I played a Clive Barker's Jericho.
I'm getting tired of the flashlight.
That just to me, that's just a lazy developer. They're like, let's not put a lot of detail in. We'll give them a flashlight that goes out after a little bit, and it won't really give them that much light, so we don't have to put much detail in.
Yeah.
I remember when Doom 3 came out, and you had to use the flashlight or the gun?
Ugh.
Like, what a joke that was.
That's why I didn't ever play it.
Yeah. I played the first level. I'm like, F this.
All right, I see you now. It's dark time. I guess you're right there.
Yeah, stuff's going to be popping out at me, and I have to switch on the fly? Like, no...
Yeah, that's a gaming element that definitely needs to go. Or stop making it run out of batteries. Like
I understand when you need it just like briefly here and there. That's fine. But when I need it like all the time, where are my night goggle visions?
Yeah, I'd like them to start cranking up the lighting a little bit in games also. I notice in Half-Life I'll just be walking, and it'll be outside, but I'll be in the shade. And I'll just be like, God, I got to fucking turn on a flashlight in this area just to get a little bit more detail. Like, oh, okay, there's something behind this box. I wouldn't have seen it if I didn't crank on my flashlight.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. We're cool. Wrapping this under an hour.
Let me back this up. Yeah. Ooh.
Any shout outs?
You know, typical. Ashley. All the people who listen, thanks.
My new baby mama.
Give us some XY on iTunes. People want to review us, we're on there. XYBA podcast.
iTunes.
It just helps.
And check out Sand Pirates versus Space Ninjas. We're going big time, baby.
Yeah, you want to help out with that, Jeff? Do some voicing and stuff?
Sure.
Be good times.